qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.
Hey, speaking of Christmas, I just thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about all our local shops and mum and dad's stores opposed to the big supermarkets and big chains, because more and more these days, a lot of shops suffer because of the big chains and the big conglomerates, Fev. And it's, you know, I think it's really important as a community to have your local shops, your local grocer, yes, your local butcher, your local milk bar.
It gives you that feeling, Boxy. It's like a, you know, you can walk into a Coles and a Woolworths, which we all often do, and you're part of everyone else. But when you go to your local grocer or your local butcher, it's like, hey, and you have a chat, you just feel good.
It's so true, and you get to know them, and they're there. And because there's nothing sadder than when you go, you walk along your local main street, and then you see it's empty. You're like, what happened? And it's like losing someone in your community. So we should rally behind our local grocers, butchers. In fact, if you right now wanted to give a shout out to your local,
I'd love to. Let's
open the phone lines, and it also gives them a chance to give themselves a bit of a plug. Shout out to your shopkeep.
Oh, I like this, because this is still a thing, because I couldn't think. I go straight to Coles or Woolworths. I wouldn't know anyone in a small business, at least where
You go down to the markets.
I suppose you go to South Melbourne markets.
And you go to the same people, and they go, g'day, Greg.
Yeah, no, well, they call me that? Byron.
G'day,
yeah.
Brian. Okay,
no. No,
how's the show going, Brian? Yeah, how's Fifi and Fev?
Their names, but people know them by name.
See? You're right, see, Byron and Fev, I feel bad about this, but I go to my supermarkets and I've lost that. My dad, though, he loves this. My dad has gone to the same every Saturday morning, I'd say for 30 years. He goes and sees Ulysses at his seafood outlet in Camberwell, the Camberwell Market. He gives a shout out to Ulysses. We were in Greece last year. Dad bought Ulysses a present back.
Oh, Ulysses, shout out to you in Camberwell.
I'm like, who are you buying that for? Like, your grandchildren? No, Ulysses at the local fish market.
I go to the same, I buy my fruit and veg from a fruit and veg shop every day. Which is good. Devola's there on Hampton Street. Always rock on. And they always have the Fox going. They're Collingwood supporters. They always give me a bit of crap about that. Go in. And then the little place next to it's in a pickle. You go in there. They're beautiful people. They listen to our show and they're like, how's Fifi and Brian going? And
okay. Good fun.
Actually, the only one I just realised I've got is my local post office. I've got a chat with the guys at the post office.
Okay. Or the news agency, you rock in and say good day. Yep. There's like this little hub there. And sometimes I don't even buy anything. I just go in and say good day.
Just to say hi.
Just because I want to chat with people.
The guys at the post office, their names, you want to run through all their names?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that when we come back.
Huey, Louie and Dewey.
131060 is the number. We're really celebrating the good old-fashioned corner shops. Well, even the fruiterers.
Yeah, a couple of days.
131060 is the number.
Shout out to your shopkeep.
1019.
The Fox.
In the lead up to Christmas, we were just saying how nice it is to get around your local businesses and your local shops and just that nice community feel when you've got a relationship with the shopkeeps, you know, your grocers, your bakers, your butchers, your sweet shops. Do you know what? I did have a relationship with a lady who ran the sweet shop at the top of our road, but she went out of business.
Oh, that was sad. That's not what we want to.
No, I know.
Highlight.
But this is what I mean. That's why we should get around them and give them plugs and say hi to them. So we've got Darcy from North Ringwood. Hi, Darcy.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Darcy, did you want to do a shout out to a shopkeep?
I would love to do a few, actually. I work with butchers for a living and they're great blokes. So I've got a couple I'd like to shout out to. Brendan and the team at Brendan's Quality Meats in Doncaster.
You're welcome.
Wayne and his team at Meat Savvy in North Ringwood. Scotty and Dan up at Diamond Creek. And I just get, get everyone to support their local butchers. By supporting your local butchers, you're supporting the farmers as well.
Absolutely.
And it does.
With the drought.
Great message. Great message. It's a shame, Fief, in many ways, that Fev has made that lifestyle choice that he's made coming up.
Well, he's still got a few weeks to support the butchers.
Don't worry, I'll support them.
I have a feeling they'll be well supported February 1.
Yes, from December 1st, Fev is becoming a pescatarian, by the way, if you weren't listening to yesterday's show.
Now we've got Louise from the Mornington Peninsula. Hi, Louise.
Hi there.
Louise, who would you like to do a shout-out to?
Oh, look, I think the community down in Dramana is fantastic, but the staff at the Dramana Bakery, Sean and Kerry, and their their employee, Donna. They're always fantastic. They're always bright and chirpy, even though they're up at 3 in the morning every day.
Yep.
Hey, Luce, what about the Germana IGA? Oh.
Well, that's their direct competition, of course.
Oh, God. Sorry about that. But that is an amazing establishment.
They all do a wonderful job there at Germana.
They do a wonderful job down at Germana.
Very competitive landscape in Germana at the moment, Beef.
Get down to the bakery.
Very much so. Yeah. One of the best.
Yeah. How well's Fev going? He's a pescatarian with about 4 butchers doing shout-outs.
I know.
Then he's gone the direct competitor to Germana.
Well, go to that bakery that Luce's friends are at and then go shop everything else at the Germana IGA. It's got everything.
Ruler from Chelsea. Hi, Ruler.
Hi, team. How are you? Good morning.
Good.
Great Ruler. Who's a great shopkeep who deserves a shout-out?
My mum and dad, who run the Bairnsdale Laundrette in Bairnsdale.
It's a laundromat.
It's a long way
out.
Oh,
that's great.
It's a lovely Gippsland business. It's good stuff.
Yes, it actually is. It's a beautiful shop. It's nice and clean. It's got lots of machines. And you even wash your dirty in a separate machine. Anyway, look, a huge shout out because they're actually bringing back good old customer service that has been unheard of. You go there and, you know, you're greeted with a hello from mum or dad. They'll talk to you, ask how you are, how you they give you Greek biscuits.
Greek biscuits?
They make, yeah.
Wow. That's
I almost want to move to Bairnsdale. I just want to meet your parents.
It's a long way to go to do your laundry, but we'll certainly think about it. Thank you.
No, I'd like to give a shout out to a great establishment, Runway Room.
Oh, here we
yes, I agree.
What an establishment that is. Big shout out to Schnooksy and the gang.
Great family business, aren't they? They do a great job.
101.9 The Fox.
We love love on this show, and we love true romantic connections. And when we see someone in need, we reach out to help them. Like Kenya Williams from San Diego, California, was in Bali at the early November, and she was at Finn's Beach Club.
Great place.
She met a man she believes could be her future husband. They did not exchange details. Kenya has gone on social media and pleaded, if anyone knows this Aussie bloke that she met and kissed at Finn's Beach Club, could they please reconnect her? Now we've got Kenya all the way from the States in San Diego on the line. Hi, Kenya.
Hi.
Kenya, we want to help you. We want to find this man for you. Can you tell us a little bit about the experience and how long you met him for?
I honestly don't even remember how long. It wasn't very long. Like, I first saw him around 7 o'clock when they started selling the buy one, get one drink.
Sure.
And he was just staring at me from across. Yeah, he was just staring at me from across the bar. I was like, who is this man looking at me? So we had a staring contest, and then Sims closes at 11. So I want to say it was like maybe a 2-hour like interaction between like my friends telling me, like, oh, he's looking at you, he's looking at you. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to act like I don't see so that he'll come over here. And it worked. But then the drink started hitting, and I forgot to ask important questions, like, what's your phone number or Instagram or something?
Oh, no. But do you you say in your article here that you had a bit of a smooch, which is a kiss. You had a bit of a pash.
Yeah, we did.
And you said it was the best kiss you've ever had.
It was. Like, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and then so I've, like, been getting nothing. And then I met this other guy.
Right.
He was, like, not the best kisser. So when I got this, I was like, okay, I haven't been living life right, obviously.
This is beautiful.
Now, Kenya, you have no idea. Was there anything he dropped any hints at what part of Australia he's from? Because we've got a very broad reach right now to Melbourne, Victoria. Do you know if he was from down south?
I want to say he was from Sydney because I feel I would remember if he said Melbourne.
It's going to be a problem for us.
Well, look, we do podcast and we stream live into Sydney. So
I want to ask Kenya another question. Hey, Kenya, why was he such a good kisser? What did he do?
Back to the kissing.
I don't know, honestly. Like, I really wasn't expecting because I was like, this is a random person. I don't know what he has. And he's over here offering me an Australian kiss. And I don't know. Like, it was just great. Okay. I don't know how to explain it.
You said that he was the best kisser that you've ever had.
Yep.
And that you didn't think how you're supposed to live now in America, all the same. And his kisses were like a bag of Lay's, which is a packet of chips. You can't just have one.
Yeah. That's how it was. I was like, I need another one. You can't leave me high and dry like this.
Okay. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Well, Kenya, we're going to do everything we can. If you know of anyone, a man who was between 6 and 6 foot 2, big round eyes, brown skin, tattoos down his arms, and he had a beard, and he was at Finn's Beach Club in Bali.
Have we got a date,
were you Kenya?
Were you there in November?
I was not there in November. It's not me.
And that would have been orange skin, really.
Okay, very funny. It's a very natural spray tan.
Kenya, do you know what date it was you met him?
November 2nd.
November 2nd.
Did you know someone, a man in Bali, Finn's Beach Club, November 2nd? Kenya, we'll keep our eyes peeled. We'll try and find the love of your life.
There were no chance. Thank you so much, Kenya.
Thank you.
There we go. 13.
What
10.
Did he do with his...
We're taking a break.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
This time last week, we were in Tokyo, Japan, and Fev had just...
It was Thursday when I took on the sumo.
Absolutely. A week. Since you took on Jumbo, the 10-time world champion sumo wrestler, and you beat him in one round, and he destroyed you in the next round, threw you through a wall. Yeah, didn't he throw you through a wall?
Yes, he did, actually.
But in the rules of sumo, I don't think he did.
He broke the rules. Well, let's relive that moment.
Oh, I'm worried for Fev, but good luck to him. Now, Fev's gone in pretty hard. Jumbo using every year of experience, the veteran sumo wrestler. Fev's put a hole in the wall. Jumbo's bleeding.
Jumbo was bleeding, Fev. You were through the wall.
Yes.
But this is, we're all laughing. This is no longer a laughing matter.
No, it's not, Boxy. And you might remember a couple of months ago when we played in the EJ Witten game when Byron missed the ball. Remember?
Okay, don't bring that up.
Remember that game?
Nothing to do with
and
that.
And I hurt my knee in that game. And I had some MRIs and nothing really come up. So I just had to recover. And my knee's been quite sore. And then when 200-kilo sumo 10-time world champion throws you through a wall and lands on your knee. Remember, I was really sore afterwards?
Yes.
So I went and got another scan done on Tuesday, and now I'm going for surgery today. So I am under the knife. I'm going in. I won't be at work tomorrow, obviously, because I'm getting some serious operation done on my knee, and I might not be here next week. So the fallout of the sumo, great for radio, great prank, but he landed, and it's cooked. I've got to go in.
And who, I mean, do we hit up Jumbo or is this a work cover thing?
I think we just did a contra. They fix the wall. I get an operation.
So it just works out really well. Full on. Yeah. You're going under today.
Yeah. I'm around a leafy area, which would be good. So.
Okay. Nice private facility, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice to check in. And so you're not on the show tomorrow.
Four kids.
You go under a general anaesthetic. This is a very serious surgery.
I mean, and all because of Jumbo, the sumo wrestler.
I'm not allowed to eat, obviously, because you can't eat before surgery. So I've got my little backpack full of nice little essentials for the hospital.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm off. So I'll be on crutches for a while. It's about a 6 to 8 week recovery.
This is full on.
Yeah. Things you do for work, Fiona.
I know. Well, you are a soldier, my friend, and you've taken one for the team.
We've got Destiny's Child to play now.
No, actually, Coldplay. No, what kind of theme song?
It's a good song.
Yeah, it would be a great song.
But anyway, wish me luck, guys.
Good luck.
Well,
we've got the rest of the show to do. Don't go anywhere. Right.
Okay.
101.9. The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Now, Pete, the prize is unbelievable for our performers today, and it's the team at Disney Plus that have made all of this possible.
Yes, we will be sending you return flights from Melbourne to Sydney. You're going to get a night's accommodation. We're going to give you $500 spending money and 2 tickets to the Disney Plus launch. Can you imagine this? There'll be all the celebrities. It'll be a huge event. What a great prize, all for just ringing through and singing your favourite Disney song. And as you said, Byron, I mean, we've been doing this segment for a long time. It's part of the fabric of this show.
Do we get to go?
Oh. No, we won't.
Well, you just said there are going to be heaps of celebrities there.
Oh, yeah.
But you and I should go.
Do you know what? I was going to go. I'd love to go, but I just can't go away again because of
The baby.
Yeah, the baby.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have to take my handbag.
But can we just relive some of our favourite Disney-okie memories? What about Adam from Tarnete?
Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat? Can your friends go, whoo?
Wow.
Classic. Now, Emma and Grace from Geelong, oh, gorgeous so girls. Cute. Weren't they so cute with a Frozen song?
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go.
So cute. So if any kids are listening, 131060, if you want to sing. I've got Trixie here. She's sitting here watching Peppa Pig on her iPad at my feet. I should talk her into doing
pig.
A song.
Mummy Pig. Brother George.
But it's not just for kids. Adults, who could forget in Tokyo, Leon, our executive producer, took
this
to the stage and sang a bit of Disney.
Actually, the way he performed this with local singer Sana, it actually frightened Sana. It was a bit too intense, but let's have a listen. His body language, Fifi, he was in a duet. I don't think you should stand over your partner.
Okay, I am at some stage going to do a karaoke duet with Leon. I just think we would match each other with the passion and commitment.
Yeah, he had more passion than she did.
Now, 131060, call now if you want to play Disney-oke. And remember, you could be winning this amazing trip to the Disney Plus launch in Sydney.
Yeah, you should hook Trixie up to this Disney Plus streaming service, Fife. She'd absolutely love it.
Oh, I will.
Simpsons too.
Good stuff.
Blow her mind.
They're everywhere.
Come back with your performances, 131060.
Cheers, man.
1019, The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Yeah, we've played it for years. We decided to play it today on the back of Disney Plus's launch. It's the home of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic and more. It's a streaming service that starts from November 19th. They're having a huge party up in Sydney. We've managed to get you tickets, accommodation, $500 spending money while you're up there, and it's just an awesome prize that we're singing off for today, Fee.
It is, and we've got Christina from Mernda. Hi, Christina.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Christina. What are you going to perform for us in Disney-oke?
I'm going to sing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins.
Wow. Ooh, this one.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay, so that's the one for those who need to get
around
it.
Tough song, Boxy.
Excellent. Good luck, Christina. Off you
Thank
go.
A supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If you say it loud enough, you almost sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm the lily, I'm the lie. I'm the lily, I'm the lie.
Nice one, Christina.
Well done.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Good effort.
Love you
we
too.
Love you too.
Bonus yodeling.
I love you game there.
It's beautiful.
Now we've got Charity from Ringwood. Hi, Charity.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Charity, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to try and sing Reflection from Mulan.
Okay, here's the song.
I do not know this.
Who is that girl I see?
This is challenging.
I love how Charity said, I'm going to try sing. I like that. I like that.
Okay, let's get into it. It's a lovely song. Off you go, Charity.
Let me just unbutton my pants first.
Oh, jeez. Ah! I don't know how that relates to it, but whatever you need to do.
Just to let the air out a little bit more. I do that when I eat, Charity.
Okay, let's try. Ready?
Yep.
Who is the girl I see staring straight back at me? When will my reflection... Someone I don't know. That's it.
Beautiful voice, Charity.
It's a beautiful voice, but I really want to know what it sounds like with a button done up. just to see if there's any difference.
It's funny, Fife, when you think of the great singers that sing some of these Disney songs, you don't see them unbutton their pants necessarily.
No, you certainly don't, but that might be a great technique.
Yeah, interesting.
Mel and Cranbourne East. Hey, Mel.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Mel. What can we expect from you? What Disney song?
Oh, I'm an Aladdin fan, so I've got one jump ahead.
Here it is.
Oh, that's a great song.
Gotta eat to live, gotta still to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes. One skip ahead of my dude.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh, this is going to be tough.
Okay, it's quite a challenge, Mel. Off you go.
All right. Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bright line. One swing ahead of the sword. I feel only what I can afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the wild man. That's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke. Riff raff, street rat, sound rules, take that. Just a little snot, guys. Rip him open, take it back. Guys, gotta take him, gotta take it fast. All I'm trying to do,
wow. That's unbelievable.
Oh, that
had everything.
Hey, Mel.
Ooh.
Well done.
Big decision here for the judges. Now, keep in mind, there were three great performances there. Every caller gets a Disney merch pack, so thank you, Disney. So nobody loses here, Fief.
Oh, I love that.
But you've heard three performances there. They're all very different, but which way are we going to go, guys?
I let my friend, he's very good at picking winners.
This is my gig.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, sure. That's okay. It's fine. You know, we'll just banter and I'll pick the winner.
He always picks the winners. He's good.
You know, Christina was great. Charity was great. I would have loved to have heard the buttons up. but Mel, how would you like to go to Sydney?
What? Oh my God, that's amazing!
Woohoo! You're amazing.
I've got the kids in the car next, frowning at me. They're like, "Oh, we want to go."
Get a babysitter.
Exactly.
This is an adult
Mum
event.
Mum and Dad are going to Sydney.
This is going to be fantastic. Congratulations. So Mel and Fief ran through the prize before. Mel, you are flying to Sydney. You've got a night's accommodation. You've got $500 spending money, and you're going to this lavish launch event for Disney Plus. There'll be a bunch of celebrities there. Good on you.
Love you guys.
Good stuff.
Well done, Mel.
Fifi, Fev and Byron right here on the Fox at 22 minutes past 8. And a big thanks to Disney for that. Disney Plus streams from November 19th.
101.9, The Fox.
As parents, any parents listening will be familiar with permission slips. And even as a kid, you often had to take home a permission slip for excursions. But we just heard our wonderful newsreader, James Lake. He had to sign a permission slip for his son, Spencer. Are you there, James?
Yeah, I'm here. This is ridiculous, right?
Well, so, start.
James, you fired up.
First of all, it's a beautiful daycare centre where they feed the kids cake all the time. But they thought, it's going to be hot. We want to give them icy poles on a hot day. So we better get parents to sign a permission slip for an icy pole.
Oh. So you had to sign to say yes. Do you know what, though, James? That's the nanny state we're in, though, isn't it? Because if they hadn't, I wonder what they thought would happen. Could they be sued by a parent that said, I didn't want my kid to have sugar?
Oh, yeah, complaining about sugar or sticky fingers or red tongues.
Interesting.
Or when they get to the end, they've got the stick, they might choke on the stick. So,
you're right.
It's a safety message. Yeah.
Much more sensible, yep. Yeah.
But we are in the world where you can sign permission slips for crazy things, and we'd love to hear from you, 131060. What's a ridiculous permission slip you've had to sign? Fev, this wasn't so much a permission slip but a waiver. Back when I worked at Channel 7, I went to do a story in Bangladesh, and I was visiting my sponsor child over there, Rupee, and we were at the airport, and I was given a form to sign, which was sort of an adult version of a permission slip.
Yeah, yeah.
And it basically said that if I was kidnapped whilst in Bangladesh, that it wasn't Channel 7's responsibility. And I remember sitting there for ages going, I'm not signing this.
No.
So hang on, if I get kidnapped, no one's going to come up with the cash. I want you to come up with the cash.
At my kids' school, they just send emails now, which is so annoying for the excursions.
Because you miss them.
Because what?
Because you miss them, don't you? I always miss emails.
Oh, no, they come. They send them all the time. But I used to sign permission slips when I was at school. I learnt my mum's signature.
Oh, fair.
So I'd be like, Brendan had yesterday off as he was sick, and I'd sign it as mum.
That's just truancy.
It's the same thing.
That is the same
it's
thing.
A permission
absolutely.
Slip.
Now, already calls are coming through.
Got away with it. So good.
Permission slips you've had to sign. I mean, the icy pole one seems a bit of an overreaction, but permission slips you've had to sign, maybe they're ridiculous. 131060 will take waivers as well. Did Fev sign a permission slip that the sumo wrestler could put him through a wall?
Yeah, I might have to ask SCA that.
Yeah, that's a parent company.
That's interesting.
131060 is the number.
Leon just he's just ducked under the table.
This is the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking permission slips. What have you had to sign for your kids? School excursions are expected, but James Lake, our newsreader, for his gorgeous little boy, Spencer, he had to sign a permission slip for an icy pole at a daycare centre. Wow. We are there now, though, in this nanny state we live in. Jess in Carrum Downs. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jess. What did you have to sign?
I had to get verbal permission for a Band-Aid.
What?
Why, Jess?
And then sign a form when I picked my daughter up from kinder.
Oh, you're kidding. What could that – could people be allergic to the stickiness in a Band-Aid?
I have no idea.
I know, with Band-Aids, they're made from the same company that you get your ankles taped.
Right.
Yeah. You know when you get footy players get the ankle taped?
Yeah.
And sometimes the strapping can give you big rashes on your leg. Like there's something in the Band-Aid and the strapping that actually can affect your skin.
Right.
So maybe rash, isn't it?
Maybe that's why. And it's really itchy.
It sounds like everyone's afraid to be sued. It's getting more and more like the US.
And everyone's afraid to have a tiny rash. Yeah, like, okay. It's okay.
I'm just here for the outcomes, guys.
That's good. Tamara in Pakenham. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What permission slip did you have to sign?
So I had to go to the GP and get a permission slip signed for my daughter to be woken up at daycare if she slept too long.
Loves a kip.
What's wrong with waking a kid up is okay, isn't
You're
it?
Allowed to wake. That's incredible.
Thank you, Tamara.
Like, Is this heading to... get a permission slip to talk to your child, to tell them to open their lunchbox? Like, at what point do you... Oh, wow.
Well, we're at icy poles and waking them up from a nap.
Anna in the sky. Hi, Anna.
Morning. I need to sign a permission slip for my kids to go to a 45-minute disco during school hours.
To go to a disco? Wow.
Yep, 45 minutes.
What happens at these discos? It's not like the old blue lights that Fev used to go to, is it? Because then you probably would want a permission slip.
It's only in the gym.
Okay, just a disco at the gym. Better get a permission slip for that.
I bet you that's just in case they hurt themselves or something. Like, probably. That's unbelievable.
But then every sport class you'd have to. Every time they go to PE, you'd have to sign a permission slip. And Tamara from Gembrook. Hi, Tamara.
Hi.
Hi. What slip have you had to sign?
Sorry, I just spoke to you, but I signed one for an excursion form.
No, you were speaking to a producer. We haven't heard the story yet. Go for it, Tamara.
I had to sign an excursion form for my daughter after school care to go from one classroom to another classroom.
Well, it's a long trip, you know. You don't know what can happen. Oh, wow.
Wow. Is it in case they lose your kid in the trip from one classroom to the next?
Oh, who knows? It's ridiculous.
It is actually amazing.
Hey, I'll tell you something else amazing, Boxy.
Yeah, what do you got?
So in the NBA, the single players, that you know, when they go into a different town and they go out for a drink and they, you know, find someone that
social,
and they...
A lady love.
They carry a permission form with them just for them to sign to say that everything's above board.
I'm not surprised by that. That's fair income. I can understand. Well, I think Justin Bieber did that too before he got married.
Yeah. Like a permission slip.
Yeah, I think it was a waiver. I think it was, hey, there's a party on here. Here's the waiver and phones down, please.
Yeah.
But I would imagine if they want to get into relations to stop someone claiming they've done something, they'd have to get them to sign it.
Yeah, that's fair income.
There we go.
Wow.
That changed the tone of it all.
It's a very different permission slip, isn't it?
I'm going to get an operation, guys. See you next week.
Good luck.
This is huge.
Good luck, Fev.
A sumo wrestler put Fev through a wall in Japan. His knee injury has been aggravated to the extent he now has to have major surgery, and he won't be on the show tomorrow.
And I might, just for you guys tomorrow, if I remember, when I come out of the anaesthetic, I might film and like send
Can
you a message
you?
If I remember.
That's the best.
Because I'll be right off.
I'll send you all a little bit of a message. Remember when we had the Dr. Snip surgery and you
right
had the green whistle?
Yeah.
That was good fun. Anyway, great
Don't
memories.
Sell her $4 million.
Get qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.